So, welcome back to Code Buddies. We're going to start with our code.
Yeah, really. So, previously we just printed our names. So, let's start officially with writing...
with the typical hello world.
I would say hello Python would be good.
That's good. Hello something new.
Python. There you go. With an exclamation mark because we're really excited.
Really excited. Yeah.
So, I would hit start and... what's this? We'll discuss about this. No need to worry about that.
Okay.
And it says hello Python, which makes more sense. Okay, so now I'm able to see very small font. So if I just go here and go to the properties, I'm just able to see the font. Let's increase the font a bit. And the layer is good. Color, what's your favorite color?
Green.
Not really.
Not background, foreground color.
Okay.
Would be good. I'm more inspired with the matrix.
You're inspired with the matrix, okay? This one?
It will do.
Or this one?
Oh. Yeah, it's very sharp.
Okay. There you go.
It will do.
So, hello Python and...
Press any key to continue.
Press any key to continue. Okay, that's great. So now, what we're going to do is that we're just going to discuss, first of all, the solution explorer. What's inside the solution explorer first?
So it's more like the file system, I guess.
Exactly. This is a file hierarchy, I would say, for the Python project we have just created. What actually happened is that whenever the developers of Python, they're developing, they develop it as files. They don't structure that completely as a project. What Visual Studio does is that it actually creates a project for that. And we have Python files for that. So we just are able to manage that in a better way. Rather managing a folder, writing separate files and doing stuff like that, we are having an IDE which manages that for us. So what actually happened is that, first of all, we have a solution. A solution is like a major folder and that can contain different projects. What we just did is that we just created a simple project of Python, okay? So, we just created a simple project. So, a solution can contain a lot of
projects.
Okay. So, for example, if I want to have 4 to 5 projects of Python under my solution, I can have that. Yeah. So, what it actually has is it has a Python environment. Python environment, I would say, is a set of virtual environments that we have in Python. For example, if I want to use Python's version 2.7,
mm-hmm.
with some basic libraries. For example, I want to use Beautiful Soap. That mm-hmm. is one of the library we use in Python for scraping the data.
Mm-hmm.
So what actually I would do is that I can create my virtual environments. So I can also add or remove virtual environments using this. So add or remove virtual environment. And I can add a virtual environment, add an existing virtual environment. And this is something that we do currently.
We have one virtual environment. We
exactly.
can say it's
the
a default.
Basic, the default environment, the global default.
And it wrote with 3.4. What's 3.4?
That's the version of Python we are currently using. For example, right now we are having 3.5 version of Python. And I want to use that. So it would be 3.5 Python here. And for Python 2.7, it would be Python 2.7 here. It's basically the version of Python we are using. So, for example, if we want to manage the Python environments, simply type Python here.
Mm-hmm.
Python. And here we have an option that is Python environments. There you go. So, what actually does is that it shows us with all of the Python environments you're having. You need not to worry about that right now because we are on a very basic level of programming.
We will discuss it later. How can we add a new mm-hmm. environment and what environment can help us with. So, we just skip.
We just need to skip it right now. So, now we are having a file here that is codebuddies.py. Okay.
So it's more like we have .docs for a document, .ppt for a PowerPoint. So we have .py for Python.
Python, exactly. So this is called extension of our file, I would say. So what actually does is that it differentiates your other files with the Python files. So whenever you're having .py file, which means that you have a Python. Whenever you're having an HTML file, that means something related to the web. You have a doc file, you have something related to the document, Excel or OpenOffice or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or for example, if you're having a PNG or JPEG, so that means that you're having something related to the image.
So I guess viewers are pretty much know about the extension.
Exactly. So whenever you watch a video, you have a MP4, 3GP or MOV, or I would say different formats of videos that we use to watch. So these are the extension for the videos. So right now we have extension for Python that is .py. So another thing that we want to learn is that whenever we just hit start, what actually happened is that our Visual Studio is in state of running. Which means that the program hasn't been exited right now. So this is the program, and you can see an orange line here, which tells us that this is under debug right now. So whenever I press enter, what actually happened is that
it stops.
So the program has exited, and now we have our coding environment ready. We can code. We can also code while our program is running, but that's not a best practice to just do. So I believe this is the basic introduction of Visual Studio with
Python.
With Python and using the first project of Python. And now what I'm going to tell you guys is something we call
debugging.
Debugging, yeah. A very basic idea of debugging. So what actually happened is that let's copy the statement. Copy it and paste it. Paste it many times, okay? So what I'm going to do is right now is that Control C S, and I'm going to save this. So I would simply click on this line in front of
the gray area.
Okay, the gray area in front of my line. So when I do this, a red spot appears. Now this is a breakpoint.
More like a stop sign you see every day.
Exactly. So this is kind of alarming or alerting situation that you got to stop immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah, just like you have a kind of red light in your
when you see it while driving.
Yeah, exactly. So what actually happened is that whenever the code, assignment or the code control arrived to this statement, it would immediately stop. The reason for that is we have put a breakpoint here.
Breakpoint.
So let's try this. Okay, that's great.
Stops.
So it stops here. So this is a yellow symbol. So it's more of like you have a red symbol, then you have a yellow light, and then you have a green light, which means you can go.
Yes.
So this is right now on the stop.
And waiting for your next command.
Yeah, exactly. Waiting for my next command. So from here, I can just use some commands here to just...
the first one is?
First one is step into. Don't need to do that. Step over and step out. Right now, we need to step over to the next statement. So what we're going to do is that... Let's try this.
Second
step
option.
Over.
Step over.
F10. Let's get back to our command. And it says, Hello Python. Yeah, that's great. So why not just snap it so that we have a better idea? So the shortcut key for doing that is F10, but we are just going to use the same tool set here. So step over, F10, Hello Python.
Second
step
line.
Over,
third
step
line,
over, step
fourth
over,
line,
step
fifth,
over, step
and
over.
And so on.
Exactly. So let's run that again. And now what we're going to do is that instead of pressing F10 or instead of stepping out, I would simply press continue. Whoa!
It passes everything and just give...
Exactly. So whenever you just need not to just step over to the next command, you just need to press just press the continue button here so that you can just move to the last statement and execute all the statement to between your debug point statement.
So what if we have an other breakpoint? Will it pass the with the continue button or will it stop?
Why don't we try that?
Sure.
So there you go. What we're gonna do is that there you go. There's a second debugging point, the third debugging point, and let's try that. So it says, okay, fine, makes sense. Continue. Second debugging point. So it moves to the next debugging
point. Next
stopping
point.
Exactly. And then the next, and then boom! There
and
you go.
All your code is here.
Exactly. So this was the basic introduction about the debugging, the basic familiarity with the VLSTUDIO environment using Python. And in next video, we will discuss about the variables. What
and
the variables
types.
Are. Exactly. And how to use the variables in Python. How to print the variables. And after that, we will just move to what we call is if else or control structure. So for now, I believe it's more than enough. And do practice that using your environment. And thank you.